Wisdom Ways is all about living from the true power of who you are. Marianne Williamson once said, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure." If that is true, then how can we let go of those fears and become one with our authentic power? Speaking from personal experience, insights, and stories of awareness, Richard Schultz, spiritual healer and guide, invites you to take a courageous journey with him to finally let go of your deepest fears and embrace inner power beyond measure. Get prepared to travel to the inner spaces that will expand your awareness, freedom, and mastery of life.
Hi, and thank you so much for tuning in to Wisdom Ways to Living from Your True Power. I'm your host, Richard Schultz, and we're learning how to claim and plug into our authentic power. As human beings, in the process of life, we have lost a great deal of our true power and have mixed up power with force. The ego forces things to happen, and this takes energy. It's exhausting. When we own our true power, it is like flowing downstream. It is a decision that is self-propelling, energizing, and expansive. In these podcasts, we've been setting the groundwork to become more aware of where we hide power and lose energy. We've looked at beliefs, emotions, the mind, forgiveness, and other things. We've discussed how our outer world is shaped by this inner world as a reflection or a mirror. The reflection shows up in our relationships with other people, with our finances, our health, self-esteem, and our relationships with divinity. We've been talking about what power really is and how to plug into the wholeness of our power. As we become whole in our power, we can navigate and shape life to realize our goals and dreams with more ease and grace. As we claim authentic power, we feel happier, more fulfilled, and experience greater freedom, free flow in our lives. Yes, stuff, the challenges of life still happen, but we have more capacity to deal with them in effective ways and meet them from our power rather than from our wounds. We've started off these podcasts setting the stage with some key concepts that became the foundation or basis of this work to embrace true power. Now, with this background, we are diving into specific examples and stories of common places where people lose power. The examples are just to stimulate the investigation within yourself. Everyone is unique, and you will have a unique way of hiding from your own shadows and powers. You will have a unique combination of shadows which intermingle to create your reality in either empowering or disempowering ways. To do this work requires openness and honesty with yourself. It also takes some skills and experience to be able to look into these mirrors of your reality to see your own reflection of what could be happening inside. It is also emotional work. Often, it requires something like a coach, counselor, or guide to help you to see what you have been unwilling or unable to see because you are so identified with where you lack power that it is becoming a normal way of being. You got used to being disempowered or losing energy. By the way, when I say you in my words here, I also mean we. I'm on the same path as everyone else. It is an ongoing process to claim the wholeness of being, and I believe that we continue to expand and expand to infinity, to the divine. The process of expansion and freedom is never done, but the human suffering does end if we walk this path. We become truly free of the wounds and patterns one at a time until they transform to a resource and power for us rather than a limitation over us. I hope these podcasts will shed some light on these pathways so you can take charge and claim your true and amazing power hidden in the shadows of your life. Carl Jung said, "Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate." Today, we're going to look at authority. Last week, we looked at a related topic, and that is control. For many of us, we've had the experience of being controlled by someone in authority, such as a father, a boss, teacher, or a bully. Authority may have been imposed based on physical strength rather than an inner strength and wisdom. Authority may have been delivered as a power over you rather than a power for you. If you've had an early wounding from an authority figure in your life, then it is likely that the mirror of this is showing up in your life in some sort of fear or hatred of authority figures. It may have helped you develop the rebel in you, but you may also attract people and situations to rebel against, and this results in a loss of energy if you're always attracting authority to fight against. What is your relationship with authority or authority figures? What mirrors show up for you? Do you find yourself attracting people that try to impose or enforce their will on you? Are you in situations where an authority figure does not ask for or value your input, and they always have to be right? Do they always have to do it their way, and you have to succumb to this? Have you lost your own voice and shrink from speaking from your own authority on a subject or a knowing you have? Are you afraid to speak up from your truth with authority, or do you shy away from any roles of authority, always deferring decisions to someone else? Are you paralyzed with making decisions because you do not trust your own authority to make good decisions? Do you step into your leadership from an inner knowing of the authority to lead, which others accept and trust? Or do you need to lean on and enforce behavior of others from your title or position? For example, I'm the boss here, and you'd better do as I say, or I'll fire you. When you own and embrace your authority, others feel and accept the truth of it, and there is no need to force anything. True authority is an inner power. When it is not owned, then it becomes a battle of less than or better than. This is a battle of egos. If you are in battles with authority figures, or you need to use force and control to establish your authority with others, then you are losing energy and not standing in the power and truth of your inner authority. Is it time to embrace and claim the true power of authority for yourself? Is it time to collapse this mirror and own your authority? In my last podcast on control, I talked about a situation where a leader tried to control everything, and at least to me, appeared to have a fear of losing control, which impacted his relationship with his colleagues, and from my experience, stifled the success of that organization. The same person also played the part of another mirror for many people in that organization associated with him. For any of us that had issues that we had not yet healed in our relationship or with our authoritative fathers, this man and this situation was the perfect mirror. As I worked with this man, I noticed from awareness of my own unhealed wounds and how similar he was to what I could not stand about my own father. He was an authority figure by contractual arrangement, just as my father was the authority by being my parent. These similarities were amazing. They both always had to be right. They seldom solicited or accepted solutions other than their own. They never really listened to others unless your view supported their own view, and if not, were highly critical. If you challenged their views or rebelled against their authority, there was a consequence, a form of punishment, even when your intention was positive. There was either approval-seeking behavior or a self-imposed silencing of our own voice because we feared disapproval of this authority. Now keep in mind, those are the perspectives coming from a person holding a wound of authority. Were they true? Maybe, and maybe not. It is a perspective. And if there's a shadow operating from within this, then it feels true, and there's a charge and a judgment against the person holding the authority. If the wound was not there, then the perspective might be completely different, or there would be a neutrality to the behaviors of the authority figure. Again, if there's a charge experienced, then there is a message and opportunity for the person experiencing the charge, like me in this case and many others. The authority figure is merely a brilliant soul showing you a reflection of what is going on inside of you. When we are children, our parents are like gods. Think about it. They tower over us like giants, and we are dependent on them for our very survival and for love. We project onto them perfection, and no matter what they do, it must be right. They are the ultimate authority in our early lives. Later in life, we see the imperfection of our father and mother and may gently take them off the pedestal of godhood and godlike authority over us. However, if we've been wounded by those imperfect authority figures, we may have rejected authority itself. When we reject authority, it becomes a shadow that will never leave us alone, and reality will continue to mirror our wounds here until we embrace the power of true authority for ourselves and heal the child wound. This man in my story was unconsciously showing us our father authority wound. Almost everyone that he attracted into his organization seemed to have this wound in one form or another. One person, when placed in more authority within the organization, even had to claim his authority by title because he did not own the authority within himself or with the boss. Although he had the title, no one energetically accepted his authority. He had to enforce his authority from ego rather than be the authority by owning it. Maybe it was not even truly given to him by the man that I'm talking about who had the full authority. There was nothing wrong with this scenario. They were perfect mirrors that gave us the opportunity to look at it ourselves, heal the father wound, and claim authority for ourselves. For any one of us that did not do the inner work, we probably are still experiencing similar, unhealthy, or dysfunctional relationships with authority. It's time to take a break. After the break, we're going to continue with the mirror of authority and what you can do to discern if you have shadows of authority, and what to do to claim back this important masculine power and use it effectively to create in your life.
You're busy. Your life is hectic. But if you take just a few minutes every day for yourself, you can improve your relationships, health, success, and self-esteem. All you need to do is join Richard Schultz for his online course, The Refreshing Beliefs Method. You'll learn how to release fears and how to use your whole mind to achieve your goals toward a better life. Join Richard Schultz online today at refreshingbeliefs.com. Get back in charge of your life. That's online at refreshingbeliefs.com.
Welcome back to the second half of Wisdom Ways to Living from Your True Power. Before the break, we were talking about the shadow of authority. Authority, when embraced or owned, is a powerful energy and capacity to help us manifest our goals and dreams. If you experience a pattern of difficulty with authority or people in authority, then it is likely a leakage of energy for you rather than a source of inner strength. A few months ago, when I was working with a client, we stumbled onto the shadow of authority that was keeping her stuck. It was a surprise when it emerged, and just like most shadows, when they are first pointed out, they're kind of hard to swallow. The resistance to embracing shadows is huge. Sometimes there's even a violent rejection of the energy. my client was working on her relationship with her parents. Every time she went home to them, she felt disempowered and fell back into old childlike behaviors when she was around them. She was on her way back to be with her parents and was motivated to change this limiting behavior and the energy drain associated with it. Suddenly, in our conversation, I had this intuition that there was something about authority and her relationship to authority mixed within this relationship with her parents. I asked if she could love and embrace authority, and the charge against authority emerged with full force. No way. There was nothing good about authority. I bet she would rather have this word not even in the dictionary. Authority was useless and even evil in its nature. She clearly could not stand the very nature of this energy or her perspective of it. By this reaction and charge, I knew we had found a powerful shadow that was waiting to be embraced, and she was ready for the transformation, even if it felt impossible for her to go anywhere near that energy, let alone embrace it. That's often how you know you have a shadow that wants to come into the light. There is a big emotional charge, and it is a sure sign. Shadows are usually behind words like, I can't stand, should, shouldn't, hate. When they first come into our conscious awareness, we usually all have a lot of energy built up against them. The emotional resistance is often dramatic and visceral. We've been fighting the shadow all of our life. We created the shadow in the first place in order to survive or feel loved. It makes no conscious sense to forgive and embrace that energy. But that is exactly what we need to do. And when we do, our lives change. Not only do we have access to the energy that has been taking to fight or suppress or judge all this time, but these shadows have exactly what we need to get unstuck in many parts of our lives. They have a positive power that can be used by us to create and expand by choice. They also give us more choices, because if we can't stand an energy, then it is not available as one of the spectrum of possibilities we might choose in a situation. My client, even though she was totally resistant to the idea of embracing authority at first, decided to do the inner work, even though at first she could see absolutely no benefit in doing it. In the process she went through, she forgave and healed aspects of her parental relationship with authority. She understood how her early decision to reject authority throughout her life had benefits and made her who she was. In rejecting authority, she developed the capacity of the rebel, and this had many positive impacts in her life. She loved her rebel and what it had done for her all this time. However, being the rebel and fighting authority takes energy, and it can be draining. It was also behind some of her difficulties with her family and parental relationships. Being home with them was draining. Authority, like all shadows, when we embrace them, are full of power for us. They expand our capacity for life and give us gifts and resources that we can use. When my client embraced authority and owned it within herself, her experience with her parents changed immediately. She did not feel drained. She did not hide in her room. She was not triggered by the things they said. She maintained the authority of being in her adult self rather than slipping into the wounded child. However, that was not the only benefit. By owning authority, she felt more authority in how she dealt with her own clients. She owned that she was an authority in what she did and who she was, and powerfully stood in this energy of authority. She showed up different in her world, stronger, more powerful. The reflection back to her clients was more business and more trust in the solutions she provided. She owned authority from the inside out. What about you? check inside. Feel this word, authority, and the energy of it. Can you let it in? Are you comfortable with it? Look at the outer mirrors in your life. Do you have challenges with people in authority? Parents? Your boss? Contractual relationships? In your own life roles, do people respect your authority? Do you need to force your authority over them through punishment, bullying, or reminding them of your title, position, and power over them? If you have a charge against authority, or perhaps you have a charge against your rebel, then it is an easy energy to transform. And when you do, it will energize you and give you more power with more conscious choices to create your goals and shape your life. If you want some assistance in bringing your shadows into the light, then I'd be happy to assist you. In the process, you will forgive and heal the inner wound. Understand how rejecting that part has served you and made you who you are. You'll understand that those early experiences had some benefits for you and will contribute to your purpose and passions in life. Creating that shadow helped you to survive and feel loved in your own way. However, like all shadows, they have a time stamp on them. Your soul wants you to be whole. These shadows also hold the very power you need to get unstuck and go to the next phase of your life with more ease and flow. They give you more energy and power to fulfill your purpose and desires. So, if you would like to start the work of identifying and transforming your shadows, or to work with your shadow of authority, then please contact me. If you're stuck somewhere in your life, you'll benefit from finding and embracing the shadow behind it. The result is flow and freedom. If this feels right for you, email me, ring me up, or make an appointment with me. You might even take one of my workshops on shadow and restoring love. You'll find me at www.wisdomways.net. Thank you for tuning in to Wisdom Ways to Living from Your True Power here on the TLRStation.com, powered by Tenacious Living International, where it's all about living outside the box. Have a fantastic day.
Are you ready to claim your authentic power? Visit www.wisdomways.net/power to gain instant access to Richard's free video course on being powerful. And if Richard said something today that truly impacted you and you'd like to talk with him further about it, please connect with him directly at 403-247-8042. Thanks for listening to Wisdom Ways. Have a great day. Talk with you next week.